Lesson 19. Wilma Mankiller, Chief of the Cherokee. In 1985, Wilma Mankiller became the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, the second largest Native American tribe, with a population of 108,000. Her rise to power appears to be a harbinger of change in a largely male-dominated society, even though, in times past, Cherokee society had been a matriarchy in which important decisions such as whether or not to go to war had been the prerogative of the women of the tribe. Although as a trained social worker she had been active in community affairs, Mankiller was a political neophyte when she ran for the office of deputy chief in 1983. She was the running mate of Principal Chief Ross Swimmer, who was impressed by her charismatic leadership of a community revitalization project in which the residents of a poverty-stricken community worked together to build and renovate housing and water systems. This project was compatible with Mankiller's belief that Native Americans benefit from solving their own problems instead of relying on help from outside the community. Ross Swimmer and Mankiller won the election in which they ran together. 2 years later, when Swimmer resigned in order to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Mankiller took his place. As tribal leader, Mankiller oversaw an operation that runs a number of businesses in the manufacturing, ranching, and tourism industries. For a second term in 1987, Mankiller ran as an incumbent, winning with 56% of the vote. She ascribed her victory to her tireless efforts to improve employment opportunities, education, housing, and health facilities for her tribe. Mankiller's philosophy of government calls for Cherokee self-reliance. She encourages an entrepreneurial spirit among the Cherokee instead of looking to Washington for economic support, which she believes can have a demoralizing effect on Native Americans. As she states in her autobiography, Mankiller, a chief and her people, "I want to be remembered for emphasizing the fact that we have indigenous solutions to our problems." Native Americans are not a homogeneous people. In Mankiller's book, she writes of a lack of strong Native American leaders, partly as a result of the diversity of cultures and languages. Great past leaders like Sioux Chief Sitting Bull and Apache Chief Geronimo had influence only over their own tribes. Mankiller's ebullient spirit has frequently been tested by health problems. In 1979, she underwent several operations after she was nearly killed in a head-on collision that did kill a close friend. Shortly afterward, she learned that she had muscular dystrophy. Fortunately, the disease proved amenable to surgery and drug treatment. Then in 1990, kidney failure brought her close to death again. Her siblings, Mankiller is one of 11 children, were tested as possible kidney donors, and her brother Don provided the closest match. In a successful 3-hour operation, one of Don's healthy kidneys was removed and given to Mankiller. But she believes that facing death and overcoming her health problems has made her more courageous and able to become a better leader. "I realized I could survive anything. I had faced adversity and turned it into a positive experience, a better path." When she ran for a third term in 1991, Mankiller's opponent tried to make her health an issue, but with little success. She received an impressive 83% of the vote. She decided not to run for a fourth term in 1995, however. Wilma Mankiller is proud to be called an ardent feminist. In 1987, she was named Woman of the Year by Ms. Magazine, and in 1993, she was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. She has expressed concerns about the dearth of female Cherokee leaders, and by her own success has provided an example for others to follow. In a fatuous editorial, one newspaper writer suggested a link between her name and her feminist politics. In fact, the name Mankiller originally was a military rank applied to one who guarded the tribe. Wilma Mankiller likes this association. She is proud of her surname.